USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The so-called Freedom Convoy has been largely cleared from the vital border crossing between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Authorities on the scene were holding off on reopening the Ambassador Bridge due to concerns that protesters would return. The demonstration was against Canada's COVID-19 safety protocols, including vaccine mandates for truckers. Despite Windsor's mayor declaring an end to the economic crisis in his city, protests continued elsewhere in the country. For a third consecutive weekend, parts of Canada's capital, Ottawa, were blocked, and other border crossings have seen blockades established. The Canadian government is considering invoking the Emergencies Act of 1988, a law that has never been used before. The corridor, which is seen as important to the auto industry, has been closed since Monday. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.